This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The European Commission said that it reached a deal in principle to allow the transit of Ukrainian grain to resume through five European Union countries that imposed restrictions. Bulgaria, Hungary, Poland, Romania, and Slovakia cited concerns that grain from Ukraine meant to be exported to other countries had ended up in their local markets. The UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution calling on Afghanistan's Taliban rulers to swiftly reverse their increasingly harsh restrictions on women and girls, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Councils condemned the Taliban's ban on working for the UN, a decision the resolution calls unprecedented in the history of the UN. The document urges all other UN members to use their influence to promote an urgent reversal of these Taliban policies and practices. The strong and wider restrictions include severely restricting education to banning women from most jobs, public spaces, and gyms. The resolution was co-sponsored by the United Arab Emirates and Japan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sudanese residents say heavy explosions and gunfire rocked parts of Sudan's capital and Twin City, despite the extension of a fragile truce between the country's rival top generals. Meanwhile, in a UNICEF video, Adanig Ledu, who is chief communications in Chad, says that the Sudan-fighting refugees are going back and forth to evacuate families and belongings.
I was speaking to some people arriving here, and what they say is that the fighting is taking place about 30 to 40 kilometers from their city, just across the river here. So now what they're doing is they're going in and out with donkeys, with horses, with carriages to take their belongings and come here to take refuge.
And this is VOA News. Ukraine's prime minister says he has asked Pope Francis to help facilitate the return of Ukrainian children forcibly taken to Russia. The prime minister briefed reporters on his half-hour private audience with Francis at the Vatican. And the Denis Shmail said that he sought assistance from both France and the Vatican in getting the children back. He says he also invited Francis to visit Ukraine. Iran's foreign minister said Friday that Saudi Arabia and Iran will open embassies in each other's capitals within days. VOA's Marissa Melton tells us more.
Iran's top diplomat made the announcement at a news conference in Beirut, but he did not give specific dates for the reopening of the embassies. The relationship between the two countries started deteriorating in 2015 following the intervention of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates in the Yemen war, after the Iran-aligned Houthi movement toppled the Saudi-backed government. The two nations cut off diplomatic relations in 2016. They agreed to restore relations in March of this year. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
In a city of two tales, after years of protest, crackdown, and pandemic restrictions, Hong Kong is returning to normal. Or is it? Living in Hong Kong today means juggling contradictory feelings. Many of 20 residents interviewed said that they're living in two different versions of the city at once. When they focus on business indicators in everyday life, they see a recovery gathering pace after years of travel restrictions. But when it comes to anything political, the openness and freedoms that were once hallmarks of the city seem to be permanently removed. Shamim Vigza is one of a small group of people who survived the proclaimed Good News International Church, a cult in eastern Kenya, sitting in her hospital bed as she recovers after being emaciated. She says she joined freely while others who joined say they're lucky to have left with their lives.
Shamim Vigza is one of just over 30 people who survived the hunger cult in eastern Kenya.
I went to that church because I accepted Jesus as my personal savior.
Like the others, she was discovered in the forest where the self-proclaimed Good News International Church was based. But she still insists she was not forced to join. More than 100 followers of the church are known to have died so far. Survivors say Mackenzie told them the world was going to end on...
I'm Tommy McNeil.